Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. We're here at Roland Park Elementary Middle School to meet some people active in its Gay Straight Alliance. The GSA was started to ensure that every student of Roland Park has the best school experience possible. Its mission is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all genders and sexual orientations. To help create that environment, the Roland Park GSA organizes activities such as a Day of Kindness, when inspirational quotes are placed on students' lockers, and town hall meetings for students and their families to learn about and discuss street harassment, bullying, and partner violence. They also advocate for staff training on how best to support LGBTQ students. The group recently won the National GSA of the Year Award from GLSEN, a national education organization focused on ensuring safe and affirming schools for LGBTQ students. Later this month, 8 Roland Park GSA students, their principal, and their advisor will travel to New York to accept the award. Today, I'm at Roland Park Elementary Middle School to talk with some of the students and their advisor, Kimberly Mooney, who teaches Spanish. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello, Sheila.
Tell us about the Gay Straight Alliance at Roland Park.
The Gay Straight Alliance is a group of amazing students who are really interested in making sure that this school is a really safe and inclusive place. We came together probably 4 years ago. Some students had taken it upon themselves to do the Day of Silence on their own. And the Day of Silence is a day where you are quiet to bring attention to the fact that LGBTQ students are silenced from being who they are just on a regular basis. So allies will be silent for the day to bring attention to that. And they didn't get as much traction as they wanted because teachers didn't know about it. Nobody knew what it really was. And they didn't have a staff person that could help them publicize it and, you know, get everybody on board. So they approached me about having a Gay Straight Alliance. And once I figured out how to actually make that happen, I was happy to do it. So,
were you surprised that there was this interest that had already bubbled up among some students before they even reached out to you?
I wasn't surprised. I wish that students had the idea sooner, because I feel like there was really a need, and students were kind of acting out in different ways because their needs weren't being met and because they weren't really able to be who they wanted to be publicly. And I don't know, it was kind of like a light bulb when they came to me about it, like, oh, of course, that's what we should do. Why didn't I think of that type of thing? So, I wasn't really surprised, but I was really glad that they wanted to do it.
What was the hardest thing about figuring out how to do it?
I think the biggest hurdle in the beginning was knowing, you know, who do I need to get approval from? And then once I do, you know, how do you introduce the idea into a community that has never had something like that before? And how do you encourage kids to be in it if they're scared already to be out? You know, how do you convince kids that, you know, now you should join a club that says gay right in the name of it? You know, it's kind of like, how do I make sure that they're safe and that it is okay for them to join and that they are, that's not going to increase the amount of bullying that they go through? So it was just a lot to think of on how do I protect the kids and make it a positive experience for them.
Well, those are all really good questions. How do you make sure the kids are safe?
I think a lot of it has to do with education. So making sure that other staff members know their terminology and know what the needs of the kids are. So, you know, what can they do to support LGBTQ students that they might not already be implementing in the classroom, so that if something does come up, because inevitably kids, they're teasing, you know, they're figuring themselves out, they're teenagers or preteens. So I think that it was just kind of like an awareness campaign that needed to happen of, this is the issue, this is why we're doing this, this is something that means a lot to the kids, and here's how you can support. Because I think mostly they want to be supportive, they just might not know how, and they want to intervene when kids are bullying each other, but they might not have known how. So I guess, like, just giving them the tools to do that, I think, is what makes it safe.
That's Kimberly Mooney here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Kimberly Mooney is the advisor to the Gay Straight Alliance at Roland Park Elementary Middle School. You mentioned the Day of Silence. What are some of the other activities of the Gay Straight Alliance?
This year, I thought it was pretty cool. The kids had the idea of making a locker where kids could submit questions that they had, and it could be about the LGBTQ community. It could be about growing up. It could really be about anything. But they made a really colorful rainbow sticker covered locker where people could just anonymously drop a note in there and the kids would answer their questions. Maybe they need advice on how to tell their parents what pronoun they prefer, or if they wanted to come out, or, you know, what a certain term means. And so that's been kind of cool to see what's on the kids' minds. What are their questions that they have? So that's been a pretty interesting one. And I think one that really made a huge impact this year is that the GSA invited a National Poetry Slam winning poet to come and share some poetry with a really diverse group of kids. So there were some kids that maybe had been bullying other kids, and other kids that were in the GSA, and then other kids that were just in the middle. They weren't members of the GSA, but they had friends who maybe were. And his poetry was about growing up in Baltimore as a gay black male. And I think that the intersectionality of his identity really spoke to the kids and really broke a lot of stereotypes, and it was really moving for them. And so I think that from that day forward, you know, there was a different attitude in the halls, and there was a different just perspective that the kids were able to gain from hearing those personal stories and the way that they were told. And one of the activities that some of the kids participated in earlier this year is that several of them went to a school board meeting because there was going to be an action or like a protest outside of City School headquarters, because when President Trump came into office, the federal government repealed the guidance that they had published during the Obama administration that would have protected trans students. And the kids really wanted to make sure that their transgender classmates and schoolmates still had those protections. So they went to encourage the district to adopt some language of its own, so that regardless of whether the federal guidance is there, everybody knows that if you go to school in Baltimore City Public Schools, that you're going to be protected. And so I think that that's one of the big things that I hope that GSAs will take away from that, is that, you know, you can be vocal and you can go to your school boards and you can say, these are the rights that kids have and we need to respect them, and not just tell them to do it, but help teachers know how. You know, the district can really do a lot to help teachers know how to create a safe environment. Maryland has a really good document of guidance about how to do that, but hardly anyone knows it exists. So I think that GSAs have a big role to play in raising awareness about these things are already out there. It's just people don't know about it and don't know how to do what they need to do to help kids.
Your kids went to the city school board?
They were having like a protest outside, so they, you know, made a bunch of noise, drew attention. CEO Dr. Santelises, you know, acknowledged that they were out there and that she appreciated their presence and that she wants our district to be a safe and inclusive place for everybody. Yet some of the students still felt like, it's great that you're saying that, but we need documents. Like, we need something distributed to every school that says, this is how you should handle it if, you know, a kid comes out or a kid is being bullied or there are not gender neutral bathrooms. Like, this is how you can make your school better and safer. And so a student from our GSA testified, and some students from some other schools also testified to ask that the school board adopt some policies and distribute those to make sure everybody was protected.
Did they do it?
Well, they do have a diversity statement, and they technically have to follow Maryland's guidelines, but they haven't taken the initiative to actually distribute that to all schools yet. So hopefully the more that we talk about it, the more awareness, you know, principals out there hopefully are listening and say, oh, there's guidance on this stuff. I wish I'd known, because they just don't know. So I hopefully this gives them the tools they need to access what they need.
The award from GLSEN, GSA of the Year, what's that for?
Every year, GLSEN recognizes a GSA that has kind of been a role model for GSAs across the nation in the activities that they do or in the progress that they've made in their school or in their city. And the kids applied and talked about the things that we've been doing and what it means to them. they found out they were finalists, and they had to do a FaceTime interview, which was adorable. They were so nervous. But yeah, they just got really excited. They talked about all the things that we've been up to, and I was not expecting it. We were up against a lot of high schools, and I was worried that, you know, as middle schools, maybe we're more limited in what we can do. But I think getting that recognition shows that, you know, kids of any age can accomplish whatever they put their mind to, and they really are making a difference even at their young age. So I think it just shows schools across the country what a small group of committed kids can really do to change the culture of a school and the environment in which kids are trying to learn.
That's Kimberly Mooney here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Kimberly Mooney is the advisor to the Gay Straight Alliance at Roland Park Elementary Middle School. That's where we are and where we're about to meet some members of the GSA.
Hi, I'm Allie. I'm in the 7th grade.
I'm Violet. I'm in the 6th grade.
Hello, I'm Serafina Pizzacro. I'm in the 6th grade.
I'm Eli Thomas McBride.
Hello, my name is Olivia Sandoval, and I'm in the 6th grade.
Hi, I'm Logan, and I'm in 7th grade.
Hi, I'm Ava, and I'm in 7th grade.
So let me just throw this question out, and anybody who wants to answer it can. Why did you join the Gay Straight Alliance?
Well, I wanted to be in it because it sounded awesome.
Why did it sound awesome?
Well, because a lot of schools have a lot of kids are not okay with gay people and the LGBTQ community, and it's nice that our school has this so that we can try and get people to be okay with it.
The main reason I joined, not because it was the Gay Straight Alliance, but more so because I knew that people who would be a part of that club would be people who are generally supportive and nice and would care for me when I needed it.
I joined the Gay Straight Alliance last year. One of the main reasons is because instead of being born with a mom and a dad, I was born with two lesbian mothers. And as I was growing up in my old school, I always got bullied for it. And when I got here, I wasn't really bullied for it, at least not by like kids who were older than me. And I wanted to know why. And when I got into middle school, some of my friends told me that it was because of the Gay Straight Alliance. They work on anti-LGBTQ bullying and how to resolve that. And I joined, and I had a lot of fun.
What do you get out of being part of the Gay Straight Alliance?
As part of the Gay Straight Alliance, I can really stand up for LGBTQ+ community and tell everyone and inform everyone who is ignorant to what's going on around us, and it really helps me help other people.
I like that I can be a part of people who have some of the same ideas and views in the world that I do, and I like that we all work together to help solve problems, and it's just really inclusive, and it helped me learn who I was, and I came out because of it.
Do you think the Gay Straight Alliance has made a difference in the experience in the school day after day?
I do think that joining the GSA has made a big difference in my school day. It also provides a safe and exclusive afternoon for transgender people and their allies.
Last year, we started selling GSA t-shirts and sweaters and stuff like that. It says Gay Straight Alliance at RPEMS, and on the back it says Equality for All. This was a thing that kind of had garnered widespread usage over our school. A lot of people, even people that weren't in the club, and teachers, even a lot of teachers, had bought these shirts. This was funding our GSA or supporting it, and it was also spreading awareness that we had this club that existed that would provide people with an idea that they had a safe place to go. This is one of the ways that our club had garnered attention and made it possible for people to know that it was there. And this overall, when people started to know it was there, more people started joining. We got a lot more recognition, I would say. And this made it so that way people felt like they, because there were so many allies, that they could be themselves. It made it so people were more out and loud and proud. People knew more about their identities and other identities, and they also knew that they had people who cared about them.
Last question. Why do you think your school needs a Gay Straight Alliance?
So I believe that our school needs a Gay Straight Alliance because we have several issues regarding people being able to express themselves and being accepted for who they are, because as a school in Baltimore City, there's going to be a lot of different people who come here. It's very diverse. So there's a lot of people who are here who have to be comfortable with themselves in order to be productive in a school environment.
The GSA has made them who they think they are and who they believe they should be. And that helps so many people, not people just in the GSA, but people who are too shy to join the GSA or who are being rude to people in the GSA.
Now, a lot of kids who may have ran around yelling horrible things about gay people or yelling horrible things about different people of race, because as GSA, we also work on not bullying at all. It doesn't just have to fall into LGBTQ.
We are the Gay Straight Alliance, but that doesn't mean that we focus on just that. And our main goal is to make everyone, no matter who they are, feel more included and comfortable in our school.
Thank you. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Those are students from the Gay Straight Alliance at Roland Park Elementary Middle School in Baltimore City. We also spoke to their advisor, Kimberly Mooney, who teaches Spanish. The group was named GLSEN's National GSA of the Year. They'll travel to New York this month to accept the award. I'm Sheila Cast. Quick break now, and then a Stoop Story.